HXS Mobile.
KQ4CRG, yeah, we listening.
So 4PXH, you may listen.
4PXE, they catch all that.
Before DJW Mobile.
This is your old TR. Just wanted to thank you for that article on the batteries. I just got around to reading it with all that's been going on here. Very interesting.
Research and development phase, but at least they're working on it. That'll be a game changer if they get it working. Well, it's actually working. They just they can mass produce it.
The thing I thought about, not to be the descending vote on it, or I forget how you say it. I'm tired. I'll fall asleep here. The problem I see is the charging profile of all of the chargers and the infrastructure that would have to be changed then, right? Or they might be programmable, I suppose.
That's likely to happen anyway. That's part of walking out on a limb. Sometimes the limbs break, but that's okay. That's not a reason not to walk out on a limb.
That's for sure. How does these Generac things work that they got for homes? They just solar charge the batteries and then automatically switch the battery, and kind of like my generator does?
On a busy intersection. Headed your way, going over to the transfer station with a load from the attic. But I'm not sure, I didn't get the question in that last statement. But as airplanes were converting from nitro alcohol, nitro and castor oil, they were converting from that in internal combustion engines, which was very powerful. You could go well over 200 miles an hour really easy with them. As they were converting over to brushless motors and lithium polymer batteries, we went through like six different phases of chargers that you had to purchase a new one every time. And it was well worth it to get away from the castor oil and the nitrous oxide and the alcohol, which was really messy. Now there's no messy when you go flying. You got more power than you had before. You got less weight to carry than you had before. It's just all around better. Was it expensive to get there? Absolutely. Was it worth it? Absolutely.
I agree with that. The nitrous and all of that different stuff was nasty and gooey and all of that thing and a pain. But it's really amazing what they can do with the lithium now. My question is, what are they going to do with all of the, used up lithium batteries in the end, Dave? There's no place to dispose of them yet, especially not in quantity. And I would think it'd be toxic and highly volatile.
That will create a whole new industry. So we had some rare earth element mines, or three mines in the U.S. One of them was, I had stock in it. Molypro was the name of it, out in the West. And they went belly up because China kept lowering the price. And we had regulations, and the regulations were good for the land, but bad for the entrepreneur. So that mine went out of business. One of the reasons, when I was researching, I was thinking, well, okay, we're going to put all our eggs in the China basket for rare earth elements. And after I dug really, really deep on it, I found out that reprocessing those batteries, actually even go further back than that, in the making of steel, right, from iron ore, right, in the making of steel, they have cast-off elements that are not near as good as a used-up lithium battery, right, in terms of reclaiming resources. But there's no need to dig rare earth elements out of the ground. The waste that comes from what you're talking about and car factories where they use iron ore to create steel parts, the waste from that can create rare earth elements cheaper than you can dig them out of the ground. Now, that's a process you got to build, right? And it's got all these woes and no's and o's and ho's that's got to be filled in, right? But in the end, it'll be worth it. We'll be using more of what we create than we are now, and you don't have to dig into the earth to get it.
It all sounds good, and it's going to be crippling to a lot of people that can't afford electric cars and that. But maybe as they develop it, the price will go down, Dave, I suppose. But, I was just asking earlier about those Generac batteries you see advertised on TV all the time. I'm assuming they're lithium ion, not polymer, and that they just automatically switch to those, and they probably charge them with solar and then switch over whenever there's a power failure. My power went out. Well, I was at the hospital the other day with Bernice for not very long. I think it was less than an hour. They suspected it would be longer, but that was nice to have the Generac there anyways. It's in your OTR.
Normally when you get one, I get one, or when I get one, you get one, but that didn't happen to me on that go-around. But another thing, it's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be you throw a switch and all gas cars quit working on the 24th of March, 2024. Right? It's not going to be like that. It's going to be like changing over from horses. People could afford horseshoes and hay, right, and for their horses and a pasture. They could afford that. But then when Henry Ford came out with a Model T, gasoline, oil, bearings, you're going to break the bank. Well, no, it didn't. It worked out just fine.
It all evolves, I suppose, Dave. Oh, gracious. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted to thank you for that. That's the sulfur on that is interesting. Some of it was a little above my head, but it was a very interesting article, and I shared it with some people, and I took your name off of it, of course, your email address and that. But I'm always interested in stuff like that, so pass her on down the line, Dave. W4DJW in 0TR. I'm going to my donut and my coffee.
All right, that's good timing because I'm about to turn into the transfer station. I hope it's not crowded. I wait till Thursday so I don't have a crowd to wander through. But anyway, you can probably tell that I am resisting the urge to become a grumpy old man, because if I let it happen, it will happen. So I do everything in my power to fight against doing that. Anyway, take care. Have a good one. Enjoy your donut. N0TR, W4DJW. I am pulling in the transfer station, going QRT.
Y'all have a good day, KF4NXY.